a letter of an email asking for interest for the people that might be interested in that. So it's not an official posting yet, which we won't have until the lieutenant actually retires. But at this point, we're gearing up for that.
Okay. I want to let everyone know that we are now recording. It's 4 o'clock. So
okay.
Whenever you want to, Mr. Chairman, if you start the meeting, you're more than welcome to.
Okay. Bring the meeting to order.
Okay. All right. So I will go through roll call. We have Karina Higgins.
Present.
Ed Onion.
Present.
And Harry Robinson.
Present.
So if we move next to the next item on the list is the action items, which is certifying the list of candidates for the vacant police officer positions. I believe Chief Tank will be reviewing that particular item.
Yeah, so just by way of background, so we had two officers leave the agency for other agencies. One went to an agency here in Whatcom County, another went to an agency in Alaska. And I just want to make sure everyone could hear me okay.
Hear you fine.
Okay. So therefore, that left us with two vacancies for the police officer position. So we did post those positions on various websites. And the main place where a police applicant would go to register, if you will, to be a police officer for many agencies in the state of Washington is a place called Public Safety Testing. So we posted the positions on Public Safety Testing. We brought 18 candidates to be interviewed a few days ago, in fact, last week. Out of those 18 candidates, once they were all scored, we ended up with 7 candidates to move forward. And from those 7, 3 were actually disqualified for various reasons based upon the application data after second review that they submitted, which leaves us with 4 candidates. I do want to address that within the civil service rules and regulations, it does talk about a rule of 3, but that rule of 3 is the assumption that you have 3 or more.
True.
Also, that rule of 3 is something that perhaps I would recommend that the commission would take a look at, because that rule was put in place in the 80s and 90s when you had an abundance of police applicants to choose from. For example, in the 80s and 90s, generally you had 75 to 100 applicants for one position. It's not that way today. So perhaps that's something that going forward the commission could look at, can look at. But today we have 2 lateral candidates and 2 entry-level candidates for certification. Without going into all the personnel issues, the 2 lateral candidates, what that means is that they either work for a police agency currently, or they possess a police certification, meaning that they have worked for a police agency at one time or another. The entry-level candidates simply means that they do not have any law enforcement experience.
And those would have to go to the academy, correct, if they're approved?
Correct. They would have to go to the academy once they completed the rest of the procedures.
Yeah, right.
But even the candidates, all 4 candidates now, you know, for example, if we had 4 positions, all those candidates would have to do a background investigation, which is the next step. Right. A polygraph, psychological testing, medical testing, and field training. So there's many more steps, and this is just the first of many steps to get those vacancies filled.
Okay. Okay. Chief, on that, the number three or three having to have three candidates, what I would suggest is we ask Sam to maybe prepare some wording for our next meeting, and we can look to either, you know, to see what whether we can get some acceptable wording to replace what we've got in the regulations currently. And maybe we can look at some of what some of the other cities are doing, such as Linden and Ferndale. Is that okay, Sam?
That is right. I would like to ask the other commissioners just to make sure they are on board with me doing that review.
Okay.
Is that fine with
Ed?
On board with what?
Of me looking into other language for the rule of three section of the civil service commission rules.
I guess I have no opinion.
Yeah. What I was suggesting, Ed, was we ask Sam to prepare some sample wording.
Right.
Perhaps going to Ferndale and Linden and seeing what wording they're using, and then present it at our next meeting. Mm-hmm. So we can see if we're happy with making a change in the current regulations.
What do you want to change it to?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If the chief wants to have less than three, we need to determine what that wording should be.
Is that three for each position or three total?
Well, by the current rules, it says that you could have at least three. It doesn't specify really to having more or less. Than three, but that means for each list being the lateral and the entry level list. So,
okay.
So I think what Commissioner Robinson is saying is to take a look at what other jurisdictions are potentially doing with regard to the number of people that they can have on a list. So I will tell you that Rule 1.7 in the code, in the title, I'm sorry, does say that the commission can amend the rules by majority vote. So I think that's something that possibly should be looked at, because literally you could have five people on a list, because there are certain steps you have to go through, backgrounds, polygraph, whereby you might lose some candidates and you would still have other candidates to take a look at. So even three to me is a small number.
Yes. So I'm sure the other agencies have looked at it as well. So let's see if we can maybe get some new wording to put in there.
Commissioner Higgins, how about you? Do you agree with that for me to push forward? I just want to make sure the majority of commission is on board with me doing that. Because if two out of the three commissioners want to keep the current language, then I don't want to pursue that endeavor. I'm more than happy to. It's an interesting subject. I just want to make sure the majority of the commission's on board.
Perhaps you should make it as a motion. I'll make a motion that we do that, and then we can all vote on it.
I have a question, Harry.
Yep.
What does the chief want to see?
Well, let's
what language do you want in there?
Well, I think that having an expanded list does give the police department and the city itself some room and latitude to take a look at the best candidates. And also, since the process for being a police officer is a very daunting process, and if a person does not complete one portion of that process, they cannot continue. So having a list that could be expanded past three, I think would be very efficient to the way we do business.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. I think, if I may, I'm very receptive to looking at a variety of different options to see what other cities have done to handle this situation. I understand the chief's concern about narrowing the process too quickly. If you have otherwise then you can have a failed search and have to start all over because you've lost too many candidates. You've narrowed down the process too quickly, too soon. And so I'm open to seeing what other areas or what other jurisdictions have done as potential language. My one concern is that I think it's important to also consider the statutory requirements. I realize that there's some statutory language as well that comes into play, and we should probably take a look at that to make sure that we're in compliance with the law and any decisions that we're making.
Great. So I'll make a motion that we ask Mr. Crawford to prepare some wording that would address the issues that we've just talked about.
I'll second that.
Okay, we've got a motion on board. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Sam, you got your motion.
Thank you.
I would recommend we bring that up at our next meeting, or maybe have a meeting too to just discuss that point.
Certainly. And we can definitely do that.
And one question that I have is, before any sort of final adoption, would it be possible to, I don't know if this is a request that we can make, but is it possible perhaps to have the city attorney take a look at it to get their opinion from a legal perspective to make sure they don't see any problem or pitfalls that we haven't considered?
Yeah, I will certainly run it by our city attorney's office for sure. Yeah, thank you.
Good idea.
So,
I would say the next item on the agenda is to certify the list of candidates. And these are the four candidates you're recommending.
Correct.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions concerning any of the candidates? Ed, do you have any questions regarding any of the candidates?
I do not.
Okay.
I do have a question, though. It's not about the candidates. Why are the two officers leaving?
Without getting deeper into what would be considered, I guess, a personnel decision, I wouldn't want to expose that, if you will, especially since they are candidates and not employees at this point. But Ed, what I can tell you is that just like we had two officers leave, one to go to an agency in Whatcom County and another one to go to Alaska, oftentimes, not only in Whatcom County, but in the state of Washington, officers will, they get hired with one agency and they learn a lot, or they learn as much as they can with that agency. And then they see other learning opportunities with other agencies. So, there are many agencies within Whatcom County that employ personnel that have been with other agencies. So that's not uncommon, especially since all law enforcement officers in the state of Washington, that's not tribal officers, are in the same pension system. So it does give them some opportunity to go from one department to another department. But what I can tell you is that these two candidates, they both have less than six years of service at their prospective agencies. So they're fairly young in tenure officers.
I was actually asking about the two people that are leaving your department.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I appreciate why I think I know why they left. They've left for professional reasons. Just they want to experience other employers.
Absolutely. And I know one officer that went to Alaska is a avid outdoors person. And that area does provide those opportunities without flying there. That officer is already going to be there. Right. And then the other officer, the agency that officer went to, according to what the officer told me, was a lifelong dream to work for that agency.
Okay.
Ziggins, do you have any questions?
I have to say, honestly, I'm so new to this process. I don't know what questions are within the guardrails of what I can ask.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. Chief, is it fair to ask the question, where are the lateral candidates currently working? Go ahead.
They both work for agencies here in Whatcom County.
Okay. And that's probably all the information you can really give us to keep the confidentiality, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. If no one has any objection, I make a motion to accept these as the candidates.
And then I also want to add, Commissioner Robinson, that the two candidates, not only do they work for agencies in Whatcom County, but they are in good standing with those agencies as well.
Good, good. Okay. Well, as I say, I'll make a motion that we accept these as the candidates for these two positions that are available.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any questions now as to the motion? Okay, if not, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. So we have the motion is carried 3-0. You got that, Sam?
Yes, I got that. Thank you.
Okay. So on to the next item is the chief's report.
Sure. Well, thank you. And I certainly appreciate the time. So in 2020, our staffing, we had a chief of police, one lieutenant, three sergeants, nine patrol officers, a records manager, and an office specialist. As it stands today, instead of nine patrol officers, we have seven. You will notice that there was a position description change in the office specialist. So that person that's doing that work also is an evidence custodian. And I thought it was important to change the job description to actually reflect the work that that person is actually doing. So that was changed most recently. The lieutenant position is a pending retirement next month. And then we do have, by the way, one of our sergeants that might be looking to go to another agency in a different role. So if we do that, we're potentially looking at a sergeant's promotion and for sure a lieutenant promotion coming up. So, in the next few months, we're definitely going to be adding hopefully some new people and potentially some promotions of people. So you would definitely be intimately involved in that and through the secretary. And that's kind of where we are today. With regard to the process of the two positions that we have open, I did provide you with the step-by-step actions that those potential candidates will have to go through. So in the next week, I'll be doing chief's interviews with those four candidates that you just certified. After the interview, I will have to pick two of those candidates and two of those candidates will go to a background investigation, the background investigation stage, which is very intensive. It's conducted by a professional, certified, trained background investigator, where they do their work. From there, the candidates will have to complete and hopefully pass a polygraph examination. From there, there's a conditional job offer, and then there's psychological testing, which is a written test and an interview with a psychologist, and medical testing, and then the final job offer. If it's a lateral candidate, they start right away after the final job offer and enter field training. If it's an entry-level position, then we have to petition the Criminal Justice Training Commission for an academy start date in order for them to get them into the police academy. So it's quite the process. And again, it's equitable and fluid. So I'll keep you posted on those developments. Any questions?
Chief, the obvious question is, are you going to be hard pressed to keep up with having the two officers, not the two officers not currently working for you? I mean, are you going to be hard pressed to keep up?
So I think that's a fair question. So certainly when any agency loses a team member, it does put some stress on the agency. But our supervisors have been really working hard, taking a look at our scheduling and making sure that we have shifts covered. Of course, there's going to be some overtime involved in that. But the goal is to minimize extra stress and burnout for our officers. And that's one of the reasons why we want this process to be as fluid as possible to get people on board, but we don't want to do it in such a way that we make mistakes.
No, but the stress element is really important, because you know, you're going to be under a lot of pressure to fill in with overtime.
Correct. And we're definitely keeping an eye on that. We have conversations with the teammates here to, as best we can, not have that stressor. So, you know, I think the best thing that we could do is what we're doing now is to communicate with the team to see how they're doing and to continue with the process.
Right. Mrs. Higgins, do you have any questions?
I do. I'm wondering, Chief, is there an impact on the ability to take vacation leave or time off due to the number of vacancies that you have now, or do you have that covered?
Right. So we certainly attempt to minimize any impact of vacations and days off. So we haven't had to cancel any vacations. We don't plan on it. We, you know, hopefully we won't. We do have the ability to, by contract, to go to different shifts in terms of 12-hour shifts and different configurations by contract, which we'll try not to, 12-hour shifts or long shifts. I know many other agencies, they do 12-hour shifts. But 12-hour shifts are hard. So we'll try our best not to go that route and to ensure that our team members are getting the R&R, if you will, that they certainly deserve.
Thank you.
Ed, how about you? Questions?
Pardon me?
Ed, do you have questions for the chief?
No, the chief has pretty much covered everything I had was thinking about.
Okay. Well, Chief, thank you very much for your report. Very detailed and very much appreciated. The next item on the agenda is Commissioner report. And I believe that the Chief has outlined that we're going to be fairly busy in the near future with the fact that we're going to have one of the Lieutenant
retire, and there'll be some promotions, etc. So we're going to be pretty busy. Mm-hmm. Anything else anybody would else like to add? If not, I'll adjourn the meeting unless someone has any objections.
No.
There's one thing I want to point out. Commissioner Onion did submit his letter of resignation effective the last day of March. So we will be looking to fill the vacant commissioner position.
I'm sorry to hear that. You served a long time on this commission, Ed.
Thank you.
I'm sure the city has been very appreciative of all the work that you put in over the years.
And I certainly would like to thank Commissioner Onion. Haven't had the chance to work with him much, but have seen him around town a few times, and certainly appreciate the service that you've given to the city of Blaine, and certainly wish you well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay, and welcome, Karina.
All the best to you. Yeah. All the best to you. I'm sorry I won't be able to work with you more, but it's been nice today.
Thank you.
Okay. If there's nothing further, we'll adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Stay safe.